It's Wednesday afternoon. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turberville, and thank you for logging on to sports on WTAW.com. The World Series starts tonight in the Gateway City. The Cardinals entertaining the Rangers. Home field advantage for the series, once again determined by the outcome of the All-Star game this past summer, and the National League won it. The Cardinals advance with wins over the Phillies and the Brewers in the National League playoffs, while the Rangers eliminated the Rays and the Tigers. Manager Ron Washington of the Rangers says, let's be patient.
We know it's a seven-game series, and we're looking for each and every game to be tough, and all we can hope for is that we do enough to win each and every one of them, at least enough to win the World Series.
Based on play this postseason, the bullpens might be the key in this best-of-seven series. Texas starters are lugging around a 5.62 ERA in the playoffs, with tonight's starter C.J. Wilson having been hammered in each of his three starts. Here's Wilson.
We're here to win, and however we have to win, it doesn't really matter. We don't really care. I mean, if we only get to throw five or six innings, that's fine, because our bullpen is awesome. I mean, their bullpen's good, too, so that's just the way it's been shaken out.
In knocking off the Tigers to win the American League pennant, Texas became the second team since best of seven series was introduced to have relievers earn all four wins. The Cardinals joined the club the very next day when they beat the Milwaukee Brewers to punch their World Series ticket. Cards manager Tony La Russa called on his bullpen 28 times in the National League Championship Series, and St. Louis became the first team to win a postseason series without a starter reaching the sixth inning. Here's La Russa.
If there's one guarantee I can make, I can guarantee you that our club is not going to change its attitude about competing in the World Series. I mean, the Rangers are going to get the best we got. We're going to have exactly the same approach. We're going to do the best we can and treat it like it's the last game that you're ever going to play.
The broadcast starts tonight at 6:30. It's on Fox. The second game of the series will be played tomorrow night in St. Louis, with Colby Lewis for the Rangers going against Jaime Garcia. Well, the Aggies beat the Baylor Bears 55-28 Saturday thanks to the Tannehill-Swope connection. Ryan Tannehill threw for 415 yards, and Ryan Swope caught 206 yards of those, caught four TD passes from Tannehill. Now, these guys are not roommates. Tannehill has never thrown Swope a pass while Swope was standing on a bass boat, but Ryan Tannehill does know the talent of Ryan Swope.
First of all, with the ball, you know, once he has the ball in his hands, he's dangerous. You know, he came... played high school played running back in high school, so he knows what to do when he has the ball in his hands. You know, you can see when you throw the short bubble pass to him, what he can do, making guys miss and get upfield, take a short pass and get 8 yards out of it. So his ability to make guys miss and run with the ball while he has it is a huge benefit for him. His balance, you know, you saw that the broken tackle he made and then took it to the house. He has great balance, his speed. He's our fastest receiver, runs a 4.3. And then he has great hands. You know, he's not afraid to go up and make a play. Goes over the middle. He's our inside receiver. So, you know, there's a lot of traffic inside, and he's not afraid to go over the middle. So I think you put all those things together, he's a great receiver.
Aggies and Iowa State kick off a little after 2:30 in Ames on Saturday. A person familiar with the decision says number one ranked LSU has suspended star cornerback Tyrann Mathieu, along with defensive back Thurl Simon and running back Spencer Ware, for this Saturday's home game against 19th ranked Auburn. The person told the AP about the suspensions on condition of anonymity. A spokesman for LSU declined to confirm any punishment for the three players, saying only that they're involved in an internal matter that Coach Les Miles will handle accordingly. Mathieu has forced four fumbles, recovered three, and returned two for scores. He also has two interceptions and 42 tackles so far. The Aggie volleyball team winds up the first half of the Big 12 season tonight when they are in Lubbock to meet Texas Tech. Coach Lori Corbelli says Tech is much improved under new leadership.
They've really been struggling in the past, but they have hired a new coach who is doing some really, really nice things with this group. They're very much more physical as athletes. They have three attackers who get the majority of their sets, and they came into the Big 12 14-1, I think. So they know how to win now. It has been tough on them in the Big 12. Because they do have a little bit of youth in a couple of key positions. But, you know, it's one of those teams that in our minds, it's always been a team that we've been able to defeat. However, you can't go in thinking, you know, this is going to be an easy group, because they're a totally different team now.
The Aggies will be back home to host Iowa State Saturday at 6:30. John Beck is the new starting quarterback for the Washington Redskins. Coach Mike Shanahan informed his team today that Beck will get the nod for this week's game against the Carolina Panthers. Beck replaces Rex Grossman, who threw four interceptions and was benched after three quarters during Sunday's 20-13 loss to Philadelphia. Beck will be making his first start since 2007 when he was a rookie with Miami. A coroner's report says former Buffalo Bills center Kent Hull died of intestinal bleeding. The 50-year-old Hull was a three-time Pro Bowl selection during his 11 years with the Bills before retiring following the 1996 season. He was a key contributor to the team that won four consecutive AFC titles from 1991 to 1994. He was a star center at Mississippi State, where he was inducted into the school's Hall of Fame in 2000. And finally, a statue of Hall of Fame third baseman Brooks Robinson will be unveiled this weekend outside Baltimore's Camden Yards. The 9-foot-tall bronze statue being unveiled Saturday depicts Robinson at third base, preparing to throw out a runner at first base. 4.5-foot-tall pedestal will have panels describing Robinson's career. He played his entire 23-season career for the O's, retiring in 1977, and is considered one of the greatest defensive third basemen in baseball history. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1983. And that's your look at sports. Thank you, everybody, for logging on to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.